Inspired by Steve Downe's fantastic column about his mental health difficulties, which is in today's EDP, I'm contemplating going and being part of a living library in a couple of weeks' time during the Norwich Dandies event. I've been invited and I've been going back and forth over whether or not to go and take part, in part because I suppose, in a weird way, it seems much more self-centred to believe that your story, your whole life story is interesting than that your transient thoughts are, which is what I tend to do most of the rest of the time with things like this. But also, talking about my past and talking about how I've grown up and answering questions involves talking about things that I'm not always very comfortable speaking out about, including my own mental health difficulties. I can't really talk about my education, my teenage years, and even how I ended up where I am now without talking about that. It's such a huge part of who I am and what I've had to fight against to get to where I am now. I mean, for context, I was first diagnosed with depression when I was 12 years old. I was hospitalised for 9 months when I was 15 and 16. I came out of hospital and was homeless for 2 years, living in a succession of hostels while I tried to hold down my life enough to finish my A-levels. I did finish my A-levels. It did all work out well. And I'm still absolutely terrified of talking about those years to anybody other than, I suppose, a telephone. It still feels raw, and it still feels as though I'm going to be significantly judged by, not by what I am and the distances that I've come, that I'm going to be judged by the standards I was judged by then. It's hard to escape the level of stigma that affects you as a teenager with a severe mental illness. And it's incredibly difficult also to escape the stigma that attaches to you as a teenager who's homeless. You've been playing the iHobo app and been absolutely disgusted at some of the stereotypes that it's perpetuating, while at the same time being, I suppose, grudgingly impressed by the fact that at least it's reaching people. At least it's affecting people. It's putting a donate button right into the pockets of the people who are hardest to reach. I'm not sure if it's worth it. Yeah, so this is rambling and strange because I'm not quite sure if I'm going to press the publish button or not. It reveals a side of me that a lot of people don't know about and I don't think anybody would assume. And perhaps that's a shame. Perhaps more people should be willing or prepared to believe that actually a huge number of people have mental illnesses and homelessness touches so many lives. And it isn't, at the end of the day, all that hard to believe that the person that you're talking to on the end of the phone or the person who you follow on Twitter might actually be one of those people. Maybe that's a stereotype that I can help to get rid of if I do this event.